What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. This is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. Very excited that we have a fantastic show. Kevin Harrington is on a little bit of a hiatus. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. But we are blessed to have Marla Tabaka back with us. She has been gone for about a week, and it's nice to have you back, Marla.
Well, I missed you guys. I missed being here, but the shows were fantastic.
Yeah, they were good. They weren't quite the same without you, but and you know, you and I did a great show yesterday, which is, you know, I'm really excited about. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, your superpower and, you know, how to decompress out there and not get burnt out in what you do. And so that was a great show. And today's a great show as well. We have just a phenomenal show. And I think you're going to learn a lot from this gentleman. He's in a great industry that's growing very, very rapidly. And his particular business is growing very rapidly. And so hopefully you can lend some insights into that. So tell us who we have on the show today, Marlon.
Well, we have, like you said, it's going to be really interesting because this is such a unique business model. We have Ernie Garcia from Carvana with us, Carvana.com, and I'm really looking forward to that chat.
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, and we talk about it out there, everybody, that, you know, you got to find an industry or a niche where you have to have something out there that is unique, USP or value proposition out there that really differentiates you in the marketplace. And it seems like Ernie has tapped into that quite a bit with his particular business model in an industry that we all know about because we all take advantage of the things that he procures out there. But let's talk about that a little bit. We have Ernie Garcia Jr. on, and he is the CEO and founder of Carvana, or should I say Caravana, a disruptive voice in the auto industry. And Ernie knows what I'm talking about there. As head of the first complete online auto retailer from search to finance to delivery, Garcia is focused on bringing a new energy to the antiquated dealership model, leveraging the relationships with Drive Time, Carvana. See, now I got to mess up watching that video. Ernie, you got me messed up over here. Carvana is backed by more than $1 billion company in revenue and over 20 years experience in the car buying and selling market. After graduating from Stanford, Garcia held a position at the Royal Bank of Scotland, which primed him to enter the finance arm of the family business. Equipped with knowledge of both the financial and automotive industry, the disconnect between a dealer and customer benefit quickly became apparent to Garcia. Convinced that the antiquated car buying process could be transformed into a seamless, open, and mutually beneficial process by leveraging technology, Garcia founded Carvana. Under his leadership, Carvana is seeking to disrupt the brick-and-mortar dealer model and direct-to-consumer sales and is pioneering the car sales model through technological advances. Garcia currently resides in Phoenix, Arizona with his wife and two children. And when he's not on a plane visiting Carvana operations in Atlanta and Nashville, he enjoys spending time with his family, trying his hand at amateur songwriting and practicing his comedy routine. Well, Ernie, I watched one of your comedy routines on YouTube and it was fantastic. It had to do with your business. And so I think you're on the right track there, but it's a pleasure to have you here at Pitch Radio Show. And we thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. And that was quite the introduction. I don't think I know any more things about myself, so I'm not sure we can talk about
that's it. So we're done with the interview. Thank you for having Ernie on today. And tell people they can find out more about you, Ernie. No, but it's a pleasure to have you on, and we thank you so much. We always like to meet a lot of great entrepreneurs out there. You're really doing quite a great job with your business. But before we get into all of that, you know, you talked about your family business. So I do want to go back quite a bit, you know, when you grew up. I always like to sort of make a connection between your upbringing and then where you're at now. Tell us about your upbringing. And did you grow up in Phoenix, or where did you grow up?
I did. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I was born in Tucson, and then when I was about 5 years old, moved to Phoenix and lived in Phoenix until I left for college.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, when you obviously talk about your family business, tell us a bit more about that, because we always like to understand, you know, some people grew up in an entrepreneurial environment, some more traditional in nature. Tell us about the environment that you grew up in, and I'm assuming that had a huge impact, but tell us about that as well.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you know, briefly, my dad was an entrepreneur growing up, so, you know, at varying times, things were going great in the family, and things were, you know, a little tighter at other times. And then when I was probably 10 or 12, he kind of got this random idea to start a car dealership. And so he did that, and it pretty quickly started going well. So by the time I was 15 or 16, you know, I kind of had a summer internship, you know, entering GL invoices into the accounting system. And so kind of from there, I started getting exposed to the business. And I was always very angry about not being able to kind of hang out with my friends during those summers. But hopefully that's paying off now.
I would say so, just a tad, right? You know, and so your dad started a car dealer business. And that's when you started to kind of get your hand into that and learn about that. Did you go from the ground up? Did you start off right away in sales, or did you start as a porter? Or what did you do in the car business as you started and cut your teeth in the business?
Yeah, well, so when I was, you know, kind of prior to college, I was generally there as an intern. So I was doing something, you know, in the corporate office. Like I said, I was, you know, the first thing I did was 15 is I was entering invoices into the GL system. And then, you know, gradually kind of started to work on, you know, a number of other things, kind of more on the corporate side of the business, trying to figure out, you know, what sort of financing terms we were supposed to offer and, you know, what kind of cars we were supposed to buy and how we were supposed to price them, et cetera. And so that was kind of my exposure to the business, mostly just kind of trying to understand it from afar. And then I went to college, and when I went to college, you know, I started to, you know, take internships in different places in finance and in New York, et cetera. And then went out, as you said, in my very long introduction, worked for a principal transactions group in New York, which is basically kind of a hedge fund inside of an investment bank. And that was in sort of the golden years of finance, where people in finance weren't yet considered evil. And right. So it was a fun time. I got a lot of exposure there to various forms of consumer finance. And then in 2007, ended up moving back and working for the family business again. And then there I played the role of treasurer and then head of analytics for the family business. And so got, again, kind of a good sense of all the different analytics of the business. And I think analytics is always a great place to learn how a business really works from the ground up, because you have to understand kind of every component of the business and then, you know, very detailed, you know, kind of nuts and bolts understanding of how things work, so you can try to figure out how to optimize them. And so, you know, through that exposure, started to see that there were probably other ways to do things. You know, I don't think car dealers are bad, but I do think consumers complain quite a bit about car dealers. And so started thinking a lot about how can you provide a customer experience that will create less complaints. And that's where kind of the idea for Carvana came along.
You know, and before we get too deep into Carvana, I want to understand, you know, your dad had a regular brick and mortar car dealership. You know, like you mentioned, you don't think car dealers are bad, but obviously you're very disruptive in that space. How does your dad, I mean, how does other car dealers, you know, feel about what you're doing, and are you able to work with them in any way, or is it really straight competition and, you know, that kind of thing?
So I think every car dealer probably looks at us a little differently. I think some probably do view us pretty competitively. And I think that's fine. I think the way that I would view it is this. I think the industry is incredibly large, right? It's a trillion-dollar industry. Everyone knows CarMax. CarMax is a $15 billion market cap, and they have a 1.5% market share. So, you know, 1.5 out of 100 customers that buy a car from CarMax, and they're able to build an incredibly large business. I think our view is that in an industry that large, there's a lot of room for consumers to have different sorts of options. And so I think, you know, we believe that we offer a consumer option that's very compelling, that consumers are responding to very strongly right now. But we also believe that the industry is really, really large, and that there's probably customers that, that would prefer to do things the more traditional way. And that's fine. You know, customers get to make that choice. And so I think some view us probably very competitively and aggressively. I think some probably, you know, view us as just another, you know, consumer option out there. Some probably view us as a niche business that, that they don't believe is ever going to gain traction. I think that's fine, too. But we're kind of trying to stay focused on what we're doing, which is giving customers a great option.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take a break here in a minute. But when we come back, I want you to tell us about Carvana and why, you know, what you guys actually do. We talked about a little bit in the bio, and you're starting to dig into it a little bit. But I want you to talk about that a little bit and, you know, what kind of feedback you're getting from that experience, because, you know, I've read some of the testimonials, and you have quite a few of them out there. And, you know, definitely people are positive on it. And, you know, you're right. A lot of people have gone to a car dealer and didn't necessarily have a fantastic experience, and they talk about it. And just, especially with social media today, it can get out there so much more rapidly. And you know, it's important that customer service is fantastic in what you guys do. And so I want to talk about that and Carvana and how it is disrupting, and, you know, where do you see all this heading? Because it's definitely, you know, more and more people are shopping online. You know, we see it during the Christmas time, and they show the numbers and the stats. And so I can definitely see that you're positioned real strong for that shift, that buying behavior out there. And so I'm going to talk about that when we come back. It's what a delight to have our great guest on, Ernie Garcia, who is with Carvana, and they got a, you know, he's CEO founder and got a great story to tell. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. Very excited to have all you here today. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got money.
So you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Home burglaries happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
Word.
And you're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We've got Jason Gary and me, Marla Tabaka, on the show today. Kevin Harrington will be back tomorrow. We look forward to that. And our guest is Ernie Garcia, and he's the CEO and founder of Carvana. And Ernie, I'm curious about how your business model works. I mean, this is just fascinating, and you've grown it so amazingly fast. So first tell us, how does it work? How does the consumer access these cars? And give us a little description of that, if you will.
Sure. So I think, you know, the consumer explanation is relatively straightforward. We very much are just kind of an Amazon for cars. So customer goes to Carvana.com. We have about 3,000 cars in inventory. They can check out. They find a car they're interested in. They can take as much time as they'd like, or they can, you know, kind of do that as quickly as they want. Once they're ready to purchase, 25% of our customers will actually complete the purchase in 20 minutes or less. And what purchase in this case means is they go through, they can get approved for financing, they can select their financing terms, they can get a trade-in value, they can apply that to their financing terms or to the purchase of the car, whatever they prefer. They can select a warranty, they can sign contracts online, and then they can schedule a way to pick that car up, which takes one of two forms. Either we'll deliver the car to their door with a branded hauler and a uniformed employee, or they can come pick it up at our vending machine, which is very much a car vending machine experience, and that's the customer's choice. And then from there, they go get the car, and then I think the icing on the cake is after that, they get a 7-day no-questions-asked return policy, which truly is kind of a no-questions-asked, very easy-to-use return policy. We actually proactively call customers on the sixth day to make sure they're happy with the car they got, and if they're not happy, we'll come pick it up from them at no charge. And so that's the way the business works, and it's been going great.
I love that. And that's probably one of the things that is making this so incredibly successful because, you know, one of my thoughts was, well, I want to touch and feel. I want to compare what's on the lot. You know, I don't want to make this kind of commitment without seeing the car first. So that kind of takes that problem away a bit. Yeah. So tell us. Go ahead. Tell us about the car vending. Where are the locations? How do you manage that? You know, having these cars in different locations.
Yeah, sure. So the way the business is working in the background is, you know, we're acquiring cars from literally all over the country. We use all kinds of different algorithms to make sure we buy cars, A, that customers want, but B, that are in really good shape. And then we ship those cars to one of three distribution centers. At those distribution centers, we then certify the cars. We put about $1,000 of parts and labor into every single one to make sure that it's retail ready and up to our Carvana certified standards. And then the car gets photographed, and then it kind of sits there and gets pushed to the website until a customer buys it. And so that's kind of how the back end of the business is working. And that's obviously a pretty complicated function, but it's one that we're doing really well, and we've been able to scale so far. And it's enabled us to, I think, give customers a better selection than anyone else and offer higher quality cars than they're likely to get anywhere else as well. And so that's a really exciting part of the business. And then on the fulfillment side, as I said, they can either have it delivered to them or they can go to one of our vending machines. You know, the vending machine is very much a car vending machine. When a customer shows up, you know, the car that they purchased is going to be, you know, stored inside of this multi-story glass and steel tower. We're going to give them a big oversized coin, and they walk up to one of the bays. They put that coin in the bay. That coin is tied to the customer's identity, which is tied to the car that they purchased. And kind of a big robotic arm goes and grabs the car and pulls it down into their bay so they can check it out, take it for a test drive if they'd like, and then drive it home.
Wow. Now, do you serve all of the states, or is this limited geographically?
Yeah, so we're currently in 11 markets. We define markets as cities. But what I mean by being in those markets is that means if you buy the car from us, you know, you can go pick up from a vending machine or we will deliver it to your door. It also means that we're actively marketing in those markets, and we'll do all that for free. If you're outside of those markets, anyone in the country can buy a car from Carvana, but then we will ship it to you using third-party shipping companies, and we will ask that the customer kind of pays the cost for shipping since it's outside of our transportation network. And so we've sold cars, I believe, in 45-plus states at this point. But we're currently operating mostly in the Southeast and in Texas.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it certainly doesn't limit you. So there's definitely a need to educate the consumer with a model like this. I mean, this is so new and so different. People aren't used to buying cars online necessarily. Tell us how you brought this idea to market and scaled it so fast.
Yeah, well, so I think, first of all, you're absolutely right. Education is a big part of this, but I think the first thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that you've got a good truth. You've got something worth educating people about. And so I think, you know, what we started to think really hard about several years ago was, you know, why is there so much friction in car buying and why are customers so actively complaining about it? I think you alluded earlier to kind of social media. And I think social media, you know, in my opinion, I think sometimes it gets misinterpreted a bit in terms of its implications for business. But I think one implication that's unambiguous is it certainly gives every consumer a very loud megaphone. And so I think it puts more pressure on businesses to be customer-centric and to build better customer experiences that result in customers being much happier after the transaction, because one unhappy customer can, you know, multiply themselves thousands of times very, very quickly. And so we started to say, okay, well, if we think that that's a major, you know, kind of secular trend, how does that manifest itself in automotive retail? And we thought that we have to find a way to make experience is better. We thought that, you know, one of the core frictions that exists in automotive retail is basically that car dealers, for the most part, are relatively undifferentiated. You know, they're buying cars from similar sources. They're sitting right next to each other on real estate that looks very similar. They're kind of, for the most part, you know, hiring very similar type employees and using very similar third-party software solutions. And so we thought we needed to address that cost structure. So what we did is we built everything from scratch ourselves. We got rid of the vast majority of the real estate and the vast majority of kind of the labor that can be very expensive that goes into selling any given car. And we built kind of a transactional website that allows customers to do most of the work themselves, and then we deliver the car to their door. And in doing that, we're able to save customers about, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 per transaction. That's a pretty good truth, right? And then the next question, you know, to your point, is customers, for the most part, especially if you ask them before they go to a dealership, they're going to say, you know, I have an intention of test driving many cars and I want to go check it out and figure out what works for me. But then if you look at the reality of what happens, 18% of customers test drive no cars prior to purchase, and then an additional 30% test drive only a single car. And when you ask customers after they go to the dealership why that happened, it's generally because they kind of got there and the process started taking so long, they got worn out, and they just kind of gave up and wanted to go home.
Let's continue on that point. That's interesting. I had no idea that it was so low, but I get it, because it is a draining, exhausting experience, which you have certainly found a way around. It's very intriguing to to be able to avoid that altogether. But we're going to go into break in just a few seconds, and so when we come back, I'd love you to pick up there and tell us more about those statistics and why consumers are so ready to buy. And your website is very easy to navigate. I've been there kind of poking around on it and really enjoyed that. So I'm sure you had some great tech folks behind the scenes there too at Carvana. So you can find Ernie Garcia's Carvana at carvana.com, carvana.com. Make sure to check it out. If you're not in the market for a car, it may kind of wet your whistle a little bit and get you into the market for a car. It's really fun to browse through. You're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. Check us out on social media, and we're going to be right back.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. I want to thank all our veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. We thank you for that. And also want to thank our guest for coming on today. His name is Ernie Garcia. He's the CEO and founder of Carvana and really a disruptive voice in the auto industry. And before the break, we were talking about that a little bit and some of the statistics in terms of the amount of people that really don't test drive a lot of cars because of the fact that they get worn down in the dealership. And, you know, even during the break, you know, we were talking to Ernie, you know, in terms of what you got going on as a business. I mean, you have, I mean, just so many moving parts. And, you know, what did you do to build out that infrastructure? I mean, obviously you have a finance background, but I imagine that, you know, there's, because there's so many different parts, that you had to bring in some outside help to help you build that infrastructure, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, early on you try to outline kind of the major areas of the business. And then I think in my case, you know, try to think of all of the most effective people I had ever run into in my life kind of prior to working on Carvana, and try to figure out which people I could, you know, try to kind of wedge into to all those different business functions that we had to build out. And so, you know, started reaching out to my network and begging people to come help us, and, you know, got pretty lucky with the first kind of three or four people that jumped on board. And, you know, what's great about hiring great people is generally they also know other great people, and then they'll kind of bring other great people along. And so once you get the domino kind of going in the right direction, you can generally continue to find more really high quality people. And then that enables you to tackle bigger problems than you'd ever have a chance of tackling on your own. So I think, you know, like I said, got really lucky early on with a couple of great hires. And then since then, we've done a great job hiring other great people.
Speaking of your people, how many people do you have working for Carvana now?
We now have 500 people.
Wow.
Growing pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Jeez. Yeah, and, you know, from looking at your website and just some of the fun that you guys are having on there, it looks like not only do you value your people, but you really try to create a work environment that's enjoyable and pleasing and fun. And so, I mean, is that a pretty fair assessment?
Yeah, I definitely. I think, yeah, I think that's all part of this kind of new world, right? The world has changed a lot in the last 10 or 15 years, and I don't know what you want to attribute it to, but I think, you know, what it means is you have to be more real in everything you do. You have to build customers' kind of experiences that are going to cause them to go tell their friends about you. You have to build, you know, a work environment that causes your employees to be excited about coming to work every single day, so that one, they keep coming back, two, they invite all their friends, and three, you know, they provide those customer experiences that are so important. And so, you know, I think the whole notion of extremely kind of stodgy corporate cultures, I think it doesn't move kind of at the speed that this world demands. And I don't think it provides the customer experiences that this world requires. And so I think we try to build a culture that's fun and where people bring, you know, the entirety of themselves to the office every single day, so that, you know, we can be real and build great customer experiences.
If we were to ask your employees, you know, like a fill in the blank question, you know, Ernie Garcia is a, what would they say?
Oh man, that's a Mad Lib that I don't want to get involved in.
Yeah, what do you think they would say about you though?
Oh God, I would be embarrassed to even try to think. Here's what I would hope that they would say. I would hope that they would say that I care very deeply about, you know, this problem and every bit as importantly, and probably more broadly, just building something that is good first. And then I would also hope that they would say that I, on some level at least, am pseudo capable of recognizing my weaknesses and of trying to, you know, convince great people that have strengths where I've got weakness to come in and help. That's what I would hope that they would say. And then lastly, I would hope that they would say that, you know, they have a good time, kind of trying to tackle this problem together. And then what they would really say, I'm sure, would be, you know, much fluffier and things that we can't say on radio.
Right. Well, you know, and I mean, that's good to hear. It's neat to hear how people answer that. You know, what would you say, you know, as your biggest barriers to growth? I mean, obviously you guys are growing at such a rapid clip, so it's probably hard to pin that down, but I'd be interested in hearing that it's easy to find that out from a company that's having a difficult time growing, but when you guys are growing such a rapid clip, have you guys identified some areas that are an area that is a barrier to growth, and how are you guys finding ways to overcome that?
Well, I think there's a lot of barriers to growth in this business, right? I think, you know, many pure kind of tech businesses, for the most part, you have to scale up your technology and turn on more servers and then find a way to acquire customers. And that's what most pure tech kind of scaling looks like. In this case, you know, we've got to purchase cars from all over the country. We have to transport those cars, certify those cars, acquire customers in a very noisy environment where there's a lot of other dealers acquiring customers. Then we have to handle transportation and delivery ourselves. You know, for the most part, even if you have an e-commerce business, you can leverage, you know, FedEx or the Postal Service to deliver your goods. In our case, we have 3,000-pound, you know, piece of metal that we have to get to customers' doors, so we have to control that business function as well. So I think the economic chain is really, really broad, and so that gives you many, many pinch points for scaling. And then, you know, the whole kind of core of what we're trying to do is provide a much better customer experience. You also have to ensure that as you grow, you know, you're able to continue to provide the customer experience that got you to a place where you're able to grow at all. So I think there are many, many pinch points. And I think what we're trying to do every day is balance that as carefully as we possibly can. There's a lot of demand for our product right now. And so I think, you know, we probably have enough demand to grow much more quickly than we actually can. So the question then turns into how quickly can you responsibly grow and continue to give customers great experiences. And we're trying to find that balance every day, but we're moving very quickly.
It's so true, Ernie, what you said about social media really increasing the need for companies to have a different type of culture, both internal and external. And relationships are incredibly important. And I noticed that you are in a strategic relationship with DriveTime, which at a glance can almost look like a competitor. Tell us how they differ from you and what that relationship is based on and how it works.
Yeah, so I think, you know, so first of all, they're a very much kind of a traditional brick and mortar dealership in the way that they sell cars. They're the fourth largest used car retailer in the country. Now, I think where our relationship with them plays out in kind of the most beneficial ways is in that acquisition and certification part of the equation. That's definitely the most difficult, I would say, part of our business is acquiring high quality cars and then making sure they're ready for resale. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And it's a difficult thing to do. So we're lucky enough to strike up a relationship with DriveTime where we have access to their 23 reconditioning centers nationwide, which enables us to have physical locations to ship cars after we purchase them. And then to kind of hire our own techs and give them a spot to work where they can, you know, inspect all of the cars and certify them and fix whatever needs to be fixed on them, et cetera, to make sure they get them up to our standards. And I think that is the most operationally intensive part of our business. So having that relationship with DriveTime, you know, got rid of the physical real estate needs. It also got us access to, something that's a little bit technical to talk about, but an inventory management system, which is centrally important when you're trying to certify a lot of cars at scale. You know, this system enables us to check cars in and move them through the reconditioning process. It enables us to order parts, invoice all those parts correctly. And so that's probably the place where that relationship has helped us most, and it's been incredibly beneficial.
It sounds like it has been. What is, just a real quick question, we've got about 2 minutes to break. You've talked about the strategic challenges and such. What about a personal challenge for Ernie Garcia, CEO? What challenges do you find as a CEO?
You know, I think the challenges change very quickly every day as the business goes through different stages. I think most, you know, startup CEOs are probably really product people that have a product vision and get very excited by building out, you know, something that they believe consumers want. And then once it starts to work, I think all of a sudden things change quite a bit and you start to need to build out a real business, right? It's less about a product, it's about building a business. And then it's about scaling that business very quickly. And I think the skill sets required change very rapidly. And so I think for me, the personal challenge has been trying to keep pace with that change, which has been difficult because, you know, you have your kind of natural strengths and weaknesses, and suddenly you find yourself needing strength where you've never been strong before. And that's hard. It seems to happen a lot. So I think, you know, just keeping pace with the business has been my biggest challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's understandable, especially when you're growing as fast as you are. So you're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, and we're here with Ernie Garcia, the CEO and founder of Carvana, and we're going to be right back. Thanks for tuning in today.
And change.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides. By moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. We are very, very blessed today to have Ernie Garcia on with us, and he's with Carvana. Go to Carvana.com. It's a great, unique way to buy a car seamlessly. Literally go pick it up at a vending machine. It's got a coin. You put it in, and the car pulls your car, I think it pulls your car down. It's pretty cool, and very, very excited to have him on. And you know, before the break, we were talking about quite a few things, you know, and some of the challenges that he has, barriers to growth that Ernie has, but this time I want to talk a little bit about, you know, any tips or strategies you can provide. We have a lot of entrepreneurs and CEOs and leaders out there, Ernie, that listen to our show, and we'd love to hear from you, you know, if you had one or two pieces of advice that you could offer out there, what would it be, you know, when they're looking to grow their company and get stronger out there?
Sure, yeah, well, so I don't think there's any easy answers to that question, so I'll try to provide kind of, you know, my best insights from what I've experienced so far. So, I mean, to me, I would say an area where I think sometimes people miss a little bit is they'll say, you know, listen to consumers and build what they want. And I think, you know, I would put a slight twist on that. I think what I found is most productive is to understand an industry very deeply and then understand what consumers might want if they understood exactly how it worked, and then build kind of that thing that they probably should want for them, and then find a way to tell the story. And I think that's different in the sense that, you know, it requires a deep knowledge of an industry before you can really even figure out what the best answer for consumers would be. And I think, you know, too often people assume that consumers know exactly what they want, but, you know, it oftentimes takes 5 or 10 years in the industry to even understand it well enough to know what you could do there. So I think, you know, I started another business 6 or 7 years ago in an industry I knew nothing about and failed incredibly quickly. And I think the difference there was I was trying to build something that I thought customers wanted, you know, from talking to customers and being in the automotive business, I had a really good sense of how things worked and how they might work differently. And I felt like I knew what customers should want. And then that starts a little harder because when you build something that customers aren't necessarily directly asking for, your marketing is more difficult, but you tend to be able to build something of more enduring value that you can then kind of find a way to tell the story. And so that I think would be my tip is just find a good truth and then build a business around that good truth and find a way to tell your story. Don't look for the story first.
Henry
Ford said a similar thing. With technology advancements, the customer can't possibly always know what they want because they can't visualize what's out there and what's available to them. So you're so right. Following
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. It's actually a really unique piece of advice as well, you know, and love that tremendously. And so, you know, we talk about mentors a lot on here, and you know, we all have them, you know. And is there a mentor, or a couple? I mean, we probably have many mentors, but are there a couple that stand out to you that you feel were instrumental in your growth, Ernie, that you'd like to give credit to?
Oh man, sure. I think there's probably a lot, so I'll try and kind of focus on three briefly. So you know, one, I would say I was lucky enough to have a really good relationship with my dad growing up, and he is definitely just kind of an entrepreneur deep in his bones. And I think I learned a lot from him in terms of just kind of having the courage to take a stand, you know, in the face of other people disagreeing and just kind of building something out anyway. And I think that was really helpful. I think, you know, my next mentor, it's kind of funny to say this, but I grew up in Phoenix. I went to public school in Phoenix, and I got a great education here. But then I was lucky enough to then find myself at Stanford University. And on day one, my roommate had a 1600 SAT, and I knew I was completely in over my head. And that roommate is probably one of the more thoughtful people I've ever met in my entire life. And I think I would probably credit him with forcing me to just kind of rethink all of my presumptions about the world, and to start to think really, really rigorously and kind of distill problems into all their parts. And I think that that relationship was tremendously valuable to me and helping me to think through problems more carefully. And the last one, you know, the CEO at the last company that I worked at is a guy named Ray Fidel, who is just an absolute operator. You know, every single day he's completely focused on finding ways to do everything a little bit better, a little bit more efficient, to make sure that everyone who's doing it's having a good time doing it. And that's a skill set that definitely I'm pretty sure I still don't have, but doesn't come very naturally to me. And so being able to observe that and see how important it was to running a business was huge. And so I think, you know, those three people kind of stand out when I think that question.
No, very good. That's awesome. That's awesome. We appreciate you giving them credit out here in the radio show here. And finally, in terms of books, we got another minute or so. Any books that you recommend out there? And they don't necessarily have to be a business book, but anything that you felt really impacted you.
I recommend books. I think for me, I think I started reading all the like business fiction kind of, you know, like. I don't know, or business nonfiction, I'm sorry, books like Barbarians at the Gate and stuff like that. And then I sort of transitioned to like the Malcolm Gladwell books. And then I found myself reading all the Nicholas Nassim Taleb books. And I think he kind of, you know, that author of Fooled by Randomness and Black Swan, et cetera, kind of really kicked me down a path to where then I was just reading a lot of books. And I think there's nothing that causes you to think more about your world and to expand your thinking and to get more perspective than just reading lots of books. So I think books in general are great. I think nonfiction books are probably marginally greater in terms of helping you to do something productive with them, but I would say marginally greater. So I think I recommend books in general.
Right. Awesome. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure having you here on Big Pitch Radio Show. As you know, we've just learned so much, and your personality and your energy is infectious, man. We appreciate you joining us here at the Big Pitch Radio Show, and hope you've enjoyed your time here as well.
Yeah, no, thank you guys very much. I very much enjoyed it.
You know, in the meantime, tell people where they can find out more about Carvana and how they can find out more information about what you guys do and how to buy a car there.
Yeah, go to Carvana.com. You know, you can navigate through the website, figure everything out there. There's also a phone number on there that'll allow you to call one of our customer advocates. You know, ask them any questions you've got, and you know, we hope that you find a car and find our offering interesting.
Awesome, man. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I know we really, really enjoyed it, and we thank you so much. Hopefully you'll join us again sometime. We'd love to have you back on.
Great. I'd love to be back.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Stick around. Stay tight. We'll talk to you after the break. Listen to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Marla, great show today, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed having Ernie on. Just brilliant insights. And so thank you, Ernie, for being here. It's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Well, great. We thank you guys so much for spending part of your day with us. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it with us. We are so thankful. And you guys have a phenomenal rest of your week. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, Wednesday. Kevin will be back with us. We're excited to have him back. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye now.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.